This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. You know, no matter how hard they try, police rarely get the upper hand on graffiti artists. Well, now they've called in some high-tech help. In the city of Pico Rivera, that's just east of L.A., police are using a digital camera with GPS to try to figure out where taggers will strike next. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Along a hectic boulevard in Pico Rivera, a public works crew covers over the spray-painted logo scrawled on the concrete.
They ride over everything.
It's up to Marcos Campos to wipe out the calligraphy of local tagging crew GND.
GND, that's been around for years.
What does that stand for?
Graffiti never dies.
A few years ago, this working-class Latino neighborhood was filled with graffiti, some of it marking gang turf. Public Works Manager Eric Johnson says he used to get as many as 1,800 calls every month asking his crew to clean up the walls, benches, sidewalks, and signs.
Well, most of the taggers, they're just putting their name up. The gangs, they're going to be telling a story. Who's doing what to whom, when. You may see 187 put up on the wall, which means that there's potentially some violence starting to come down.
187 is the code for homicide.
Homicide, that's correct.
Johnson says Pico Rivera is getting more aggressive at blasting away this kind of threatening graffiti. And now the city has a more sophisticated way of documenting graffiti. Before scrubbing down the tag of the local Jardin gang, worker Campos aims a specially equipped digital camera. A satellite global positioning system stamps the time and location on the photo, which gets downloaded through the internet to a company called Graffiti Tracker. The image is then cataloged and plotted on a Google Street Map. Every week, a team of analysts runs down the latest patterns they've seen in Pico Rivera and other cities in Southern California.
From Pico Viejo, it was a lot of rest in peace, violent. And then I have Minor, he was active. I have Negro from Jardin, again. I have Bossy, or sometimes Little Boss, from Pico Viejo. And tagging crew TSO stands for the sick ones.
Authorities have been using the information to track and even predict where taggers are most likely to strike next. Pico Rivera sheriff's deputies have used the data as partial evidence to arrest 50 taggers since September.
The word on the street is, do not tag in Pico.
Deputy Sergio Peralta says the tracking system has put a huge dent in the city's graffiti problem.
The big taggers know that, you know what, it's just not worth it anymore.
Even though the photos don't catch the taggers in the act, Peralta says they can usually get suspects to confess. For those who don't, the deputies use search warrants to find evidence, such as sketches on school notebooks.
Prior to Graffiti Tracker, we would arrest taggers all the time. But I didn't have anything to charge them with because I didn't have the pictures. I didn't have anywhere I can go and sit there and punch in a guy's moniker and say, he's got 12 spots that he's hitting within the last year. So now that we have the system, now I can go into the computer and then we can look in there and we can find all the times that he's tagged and everywhere he's hit. As far as in our city, it's a success. You know, nobody wants to live in a city that's tagged.
That sentiment goes for some gang members themselves, like this 19-year-old member of Los Nietos in Whittier.
I hate taggers, you know what I mean? Because this is where me and my homeboys kick it at. Yeah, you might live here, whatever. Go ride somewhere else. This is my neighborhood, you know what I mean?
Menace is his gang moniker, and he claims he's different from the taggers. Instead of putting up his name for personal glory, Menace says he spray paints the name of his neighborhood. He and his friend, 24-year-old Spooky, aren't worried about getting caught in the new high-tech crackdown.
Nah, it ain't gonna stop me. It ain't gonna stop nobody, as a matter of fact. If they get pulled over, yeah, they might know you're from a certain neighborhood or, as you said, a crew. But still, I mean, if you're smart about it, you ain't gonna give up your real moniker, you know what I mean?
They can catch us if they can, man. Just like I tell the cops to catch me if you can.
Spooky and Menace say instead of documenting petty graffiti insignias, the police should focus on preventing gangs from doing something worse. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.